Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Wrestling Observer Live, 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers.
The infant king of recovery.
Faster than a cat with whiskers.
Back because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest gathering of trailer park trash.
You all fat, neck, beard, and mouth breathing trolls.
They don't have a adrenaline in their soul.
Hey, I am not here this week. I'll be back next week. But I have got a treat for you. Part two of our conversation with Evan Ginsberg, longtime fan, agent, and associate producer on the movie The Wrestler. His new book, Wrestling Rings, Blackboards, and Movie Sets, available on Amazon. But before we get into the show, I wanted Evan to tell us a funny story when he was on a bus and a woman recognized his friends, Nikolai Volkov and the Iron Sheik.
And this woman is looking Nikolai up and down, and all of a sudden she goes, "Are you Nikolai Volkov?" And Nikolai was the warmest, friendliest guy. And Nikolai said, "Yes, I am. It's very nice to meet you." And they start chatting, you know, and she did the usual, "I loved you as a kid. I went, you know, blah, blah, blah." So Nikolai goes, "I'd like to introduce you to my partner, the Sheik." And the woman's looking at the Sheik, and she has like an odd look on her face. And he's obviously much older. This is 20, 25 years after the fact when she would watch him. And he's half asleep and he looks exhausted. And she says the absolute worst thing you could say. She goes, "You're not the Iron Sheik." So he flips out on this bus and he's going, "You stupid jabroni. You stupid jabroni." And she flees in terror to the front of the bus.
So we'll have more stories, some fun, some serious, with Evan Ginsberg. Check out his new book, Wrestling Rings, Blackboards, and Movie Sets, available on Amazon. Plus, if you're a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, go to the podcast section, and you'll get to hear the entire conversation I had with Evan Ginsberg. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Count on Lowe's to lend a hand to prepare, recover, and rebuild during the wildfires. We're part of your neighborhood and want to make sure you have the supplies you need when you need them. Every day, we're here and always ready to help you, your family, and your home. Visit Lowe's in-store or online to get emergency supplies now and learn about relief efforts in your area.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago. And it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it. Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you. But you decide if you pay it in full. But you definitely should, because again, interest charges. With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then, you're in charge. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wrestling Observer Live, and it's Jim Valley. And we're getting into part two of our conversation with longtime fan, agent to wrestlers, and associate producer on The Wrestler, Evan Ginsberg. New book, Wrestling Rings, Blackboards, and Movie Sets, available now on Amazon.
You know, I love Lucha. The greatest match I saw in the indies in the past 20 years, I saw Phoenix wrestle Pentagon. The two brothers wrestle each other.
Oh, wow.
At the end, it was a mostly Hispanic crowd. At the end of the match, people were throwing money in the ring. The ring was full of dollar bills. It was incredible, incredible match. So I love Lucha. And when they go, oh, they're all just waiting outside the ring for the guy to do his spot. I'm like, you're okay with The Undertaker rising from the dead.
Exactly.
You're okay with Kane, but you're not okay with a Lucha spot. Okay. You know, that's selective indignation.
But we experienced that this couple of months ago now when Kevin Owens gave a pile driver to Randy Orton. Randy Orton's out. My guess is he's coming back probably Royal Rumble, and we'll see Kevin Owens and Randy at WrestleMania is my guess. But with the new audience, I think that is a very smart thing for WWE to do. I am not offended by it. However, Raw on Netflix, Seth Rollins give a superplex to CM Punk. Punk gets right up, gives the GTS, not once, twice, to Seth Rollins before he gets the pin. And I'm like, again, selective.
Yeah.
Well, it's like these kids grew up in Hulk Hogan. Every time Randy Savage elbow off the top rope, Hogan kicks out, Hulk's up, wins the match.
Oh,
every finish to a Hulk Hogan match was him hulking up after his opponent's finish.
It's like it's an imaginary fanboy war where the WWE fans hate AEW, hate Tony Khan, and kind of vice versa. But the point being, you know, you should be happy all these wrestlers have a place to work.
Right.
And many are doing quite well. And you don't want to see a major promotion go under. They're not the enemy. They've turned it into a war where they think they're soldiers and they wake up in the morning. Look, there's three empty seats in the last row in AEW. You know, it's absurd. Well, I don't get it.
Not only that, but it's like if you look back at the history of wrestling, I think a lot of people's framework starts Either they were WWE fans and they don't remember, or they don't know, or you know, people's framework is like NWO and forward. But if you go back to pre-NWO in WCW, you'd have Flair and the Steiners and Sid and Sting and Luger, these legends, all on the same card, drawing 800 people.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So if you
look, I was there. I tell people the NWA of the late 80s with Flair and the Horsemen on top, yeah. Midnight Express, Rock and Roll Express, Road Warriors, right. Russians. They had Jimmy Valiant and superstar Billy Graham mid-card. Those were the WWF main event guys. It was the most talent-laden promotion I ever saw. And amazing, amazing cards in Philly every month and other places.
Yeah.
And I was there for the Flair-Terry Funk I Quit match, which was amazing. And, you know, that was a glorious time for me, the NWA era.
Yeah, I loved
it. But WCW was pretty much a shell of what NWA was, the live cards. It didn't compare, honestly.
No, it didn't. But, I mean, they decided that Turner people, they wanted to compete and try to appeal to the kids.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of what happened there. What is, it's hard to say what a best match is. Do you have a sentimental favorite match?
Well, the best match I ever saw was Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat at the Meadowlands. They went about 35 minutes.
So
and
the,
again,
the Night of Champions?
I believe so, yeah. Flair and Steamboat at the Meadowlands. And again, I would say it was wrestling elevated to art.
Yeah.
It was beautiful, beautiful. Sentimental favorite, I would probably say Bruno and superstar Billy Graham, just the sheer charisma. I mean, you know, talent-wise, they didn't touch Flair and Steamboat, but the building shook. Whenever those two guys wrestled at the Garden, the building shook. And the first time I saw them, it was February 1976, and it was a brutal cold night, and the place was sold out. And the Felt Forum, it was sold out on closed circuit TV. So you're talking 25, 26,000 people. So also the WWE myth that Vince took it out of bingo halls and, you know, I mean, Vince's dad, it was huge arenas up and down the East Coast. Yep. Sure, they had smaller shows in high schools too, but those were great in their own right. You know, the fact that those are gone is not a plus. We would see legendary guys up close at the local high schools and such. And, you know, those were beautiful, beautiful nights. You met the guys and got autographs and pictures.
Wrestling is better in a more intimate setting. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Because I'm closer to the action. And the closer you are to the action, you feel it. You're more invested as opposed to being, you know, way up in the nosebleeds. It's better in a high school gym or an arena, maybe 5,000, 9,000, somewhere in there. That is the ideal place where you can, you know, see the expressions on their face as opposed to a large stadium where they've got to do the very broad wrestling for everybody in the very back in the nosebleeds. But that's
I was just back at the Hammerstein Ballroom for Ring of Honor Final Battle.
Oh, how and was I that? Had it, everybody's raving about that.
Yeah, it was excellent. And it wasn't Nigel McGuinness, Brian Danielson, 2008 era Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
But it was comparable to the last time we were there, which was shockingly 8 years ago. You know, time flies, especially with COVID. You lose track of time.
Tell me about it.
But it had been 8 years since Ring of Honor ran there, and it had been 15 years since the last Danielson-Nigel match. And I tell people Nigel and Brian Danielson was Flair Steamboat, Dory Funk, Jack Briscoe level masterpieces. And again, you have, oh, they're just spot monkeys, flippy-floppy. Nonsense.
Right.
Utter nonsense. So I'm back there, and it was kind of emotional. You know, it's intimate. The crowd is on fire. You could be in the last row. It's like you're right on top of it.
Yeah.
And even walking in and out of the building, you know, because I had so many great memories of Ring of Honor in there. And, to be up close and personal at a show, you don't look at it, oh, they just ran that tiny building in a condescending way. No, it's a better experience. It's a better experience, yeah.
You know, you and I have a different perspective, you know, seeing a territorial wrestling. And it's like the majority of fans only know the glitz, the glamour, the big venues, the big production values. And that's wrestling to them. Very much more produced, much, you know, the writers. And I'm not ripping on anybody. I'm just saying it's their frame of reference for what wrestling is versus our frame of reference is different. And
on vacation, I visited Florida, the territory. I saw Flair and Wahoo in a cage, which was magic in Miami Beach. I visited the Memphis territory in 92. I saw the Moondogs against Lawler and Jarrett. They tore up the Mid-South Coliseum. It was magic. I saw the Moondogs against Lawler and Jarrett in Arkansas at a dog track
that's
of all
awesome.
Places. They set up a ring.
That's
and
awesome.
It was incredible.
That's tremendous. Yeah. Coming up after the break, we'll get into some more territory talk. See some other places that Evan Ginsberg went to watch wrestling and some of his favorite. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, back in the studio, live next week. But we're continuing our conversation with Evan Ginsberg. What territories did you visit?
I visited various territories, and I'm so sorry I never got to the Olympic in L.A. because I was weaned on that on New York TV. I'm writing a book on John Tolis, you know, so... Yeah, so with Dr. Mike Leno, he was a photographer at the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, I know Mike.
Yeah. So we loved Tolis. Tolis came into New York to wrestle Bruno in 74, and I was blessed to have seen it. And Tolis gets on WWWF TV, and he says, "I'm going to get that spaghetti bender, San Martino." That was like hot stuff back then. The fans wanted to murder him. Now they're literally cursing, which to me is cheap heat, you know, when wrestlers need to curse. I was shocked at Wrestle Kingdom. These guys were all cursing.
Right, but that
doesn't offend me in any way. But
Japan is, they do that in Japan. That's just Japan.
It doesn't offend me whatsoever. No, I grew up on Richard Pryor, but
right.
You know.
It doesn't offend me either. I just see it as a cultural difference.
Yeah.
Have you been to Japan?
No. That's on my bucket list. My wife is Korean. I've been to Seoul, Korea. And let me add this little side note. When they show pro wrestling in Korea, they have much more respect for it, like boxing. They will not cut into the match. They'll have a lot of commercials before the match, a lot of commercials after the match, but not during the match. I think that would make wrestling far, far better. If you're watching a long match on AEW or WWE and they cut into it twice during the match, you're taking the fans out of it. Even that picture-in-picture, I don't enjoy. So, No, that simple tweak would make any of these shows better than they are.
But then people are going to watch the commercials.
Maybe no. I don't know.
Do they have their own wrestling in Korea?
They have indies. It's nothing like Japan, not on that level.
Sure.
There's indies everywhere, all around the world now. Wrestling is global.
Yeah. I was just curious. Yeah. Interesting. No, you should go. You should go. You'd have a great time. And you'll find it pretty easy to get around. It's not hard.
Yeah, maybe next January for Wrestle Kingdom.
Okay.
You know, I have a lot of friends who are no longer with us, so you don't want to say, I'll do it in a few years. Just do it. You never know.
Right. Well, I always say Tokyo is like a polite New York. So it's you'll have no problem. You'll love it.
Seoul is like a clean New York.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. And polite. Oh, they're very polite.
Oh, sure. Yeah. What was I going to ask you? Oh, gosh, we're getting... This has been so much fun, by the way.
Me too. I love talking wrestling, and it's therapeutic. I get to vent a little.
Sure. I know what I was going to ask you. Some of the things I'm surprised about. For example, Spiros Arion, one of Bruno's biggest opponents, one of his most heated feuds. And yet, I feel like nobody really talks about Spiros Arion anymore.
I'll talk about Spiros Arion.
Have you noticed that? Or is that just me?
Yes. If it's pre-Hulkamania, a lot of it is these guys are unfairly, I won't use the word forgotten, but, you know, underrated or just not in the discussion like they should be. Spiros Arion, when he turned on Chief J Strongbow, he made proud Italian Indian Chief J Strongbow eat his feathers. I was traumatized as a child. I just now got out of therapy from this. I'm joking. And the Garden was sold out plus closed circuit 3 straight months. And the heat was off the charts. That was the equivalent of the Larry Zbysko heel turn on Bruno. It was just 6 years earlier, and it's kind of forgotten. And my father was a New York City taxi driver, and he said to me when we were there, he said, every Greek taxi driver in New York is at this match, you know, because the taxi drivers all knew each other. So those matches were magic. And they worked the entire circuit. I saw the same thing at the Nassau Coliseum. And guys like Arion drew big money. And this is what I'm saying. And guys in that era, for the most part, except for the traveling guys like Andre and Dusty, they did not break $100,000. And it's a shame because they made promoters millions. Millions.
Yeah. Did you go to Shea Stadium for Bruno and Larry Zbyszko?
Yes, I was there for Bruno and Hanson and Bruno and Zbyszko. I was not there for Bruno and Pedro. It was the heat was great. Both those matches, the heat was great. It wasn't the greatest experience. Like the ring was set up like around the pitcher's mound, and you felt like you were out of it to a degree.
Right.
And the undercards were not particularly great, but. Those two matches were memorable because back then people believed, you know, they had done Bruno wrong. I was at the Garden the night Hanson broke Bruno's neck. And you knew the second Bruno went down, something was wrong because his reaction was not, you know, the typical selling. He looked hurt. And and Vince Sr. basically begged Bruno, who was still ailing and recuperating, you know, get out of your hospital bed and come work this match. You know, the health of the wrestlers was not priority one.
Right.
And earlier on, the promoters in New York blacklisted Bruno. He made his name up in Canada.
Yep.
So, you know, Bruno had real reason to be bitter about certain things in the business.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, you always like it when your heroes are decent people. Growing up, you know, we didn't get cable until 83. And only a few channels. So I'd get WTBS and get Georgia Championship Wrestling finally. But I never got New York, so I would have to follow New York through the Western magazines,
yeah.
The Epter magazines. But from just reading, Bob Backlund, you know, became one of my heroes growing up. And I guess, hang on. What's going on here? Oh, there we are, we're back.
Now you're back.
There we go. I guess we lost a little internet hiccup. Anyway, I guess my question is, you were there. I've heard some people say Backlund wasn't over and they needed to stack the cards to help him. I've heard other people say Backlund was over. What say you?
I was at virtually every Backlund title defense. And like everything, the truth is somewhere in the middle. Backlund was over. The fans would pop when he won. They loved him when he entered the ring. He had great, great matches with technicians like Patera.
Patera.
Backlund and Patera had great, great matches.
Valentine.
Greg Valentine. Morocco.
Patterson.
Backlund and Patterson went four matches at the Garden.
Yeah.
Ending in one of the greatest cage matches I've ever seen.
Right.
So you can't say Backlund was not over. But the Intercontinental belt was basically created to help his draw. And guys like Pedro, who was world champion, Patera, who should have been world champion, Morocco, who was great enough to be world champion, Ditto, Tito, and Greg, you know, these guys helped Backlund's draw. They helped his draw. And ultimately, Backlund could not carry the big lumbering super heavyweights like a Flair could. He didn't have that level of charisma. But did the fans love the guy? Was he over? Yes. Yes. I think history to a degree has been unkind to him because you get these fan myths and exaggerations like, oh, Ric Flair wrestled the same match every night. No, no. Ric Flair and Ricky Steamboat was not Ric Flair and El Gigante.
Right.
Ric Flair and Barry Windham was not Ric Flair and a huge muscle guy like Nikita Koloff,
right,
or Lex Luger.
Or Billy Jack.
They were different matches.
Right.
You know, he had some of the same moves because he went 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 minutes, of course, but they were not the same matches. That's unfair to the guy.
Yeah.
And Prime Flair was magnificent. Magnificent.
You know, in because he's Portland, I'll ask you, but in Backlund's book, he is very kind to Playboy Buddy Rose.
Rose was great.
And he says, Rose was a guy who would do whatever it takes, whatever he needs to do, to get a match over. And according to Backlund, he says that when Billy Graham came back, you know, he was kind of a shell of himself. And,
yeah,
and there were promoters in the territory who, rather than book Graham against Backlund, took another round of Backlund versus Rose because it was a better match.
Yeah, I saw Backlund and Rose at the Garden, and they were great, great matches, and Rose was over. Rose also wrestled Pedro for the Intercontinental belt at the Garden, and he was a big star, and people tend to remember him later when he gained all the weight, and he was more, you know, cartoonish, but in his prime, he was great. The best Backlund match I ever saw was Backlund and Adrian Adonis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Those were tremendous matches. And it was at Nassau Coliseum, ironically. It was better than the match I saw at the Garden. But if Backlund was in there with somebody who could wrestle, I was there for Backlund and Race. It was, you know, it meant a lot, champion versus champion.
His book is called Wrestling Rings, Blackboards, and Movie Sets. Available on Amazon. We'll be back more with Evan Ginsberg coming up next. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wrestling Observer Live, Jim Valley, with longtime fan Evan Ginsberg. You went to the Garden for years and years. What was it like, the switch from WWF Pro Wrestling to Vincent K. McMahon's vision of sports entertainment?
I lived through that era, yeah. And I was still attending. And I was there the night that Roddy Piper clocked Lou Albano with the plaque over his head. And you did not see mainstream celebrities in wrestling. So all of a sudden, there's Dick Clark, of all people, who's as mainstream and white bread as they come. He's in the middle of the ring. And as an old school fan, I'm like, something's changing. And I don't necessarily like it. But again, that transitional 84, 85, when heel Piper is on top, and you couldn't argue with that. I mean, that was great.
Yeah.
But by, I would say, 86, 87, and into the late 80s, early 90s, when all of a sudden you had plumbers and repo men and, silly gimmicks, it just wasn't for me. It wasn't for me. And I basically, for the most part, stopped attending. They had one match at the Garden. It was Bruno and Tito against Adonis and Savage. That was great. I wanted to see Bruno again. I was an old, Billy Graham mark. They had Billy Graham and Butch Reed in a cage. I went to that. Later on, I saw Hogan and Mr. Perfect. Mr. Perfect was amazing. I saw Lawler and Bret Hart in the 90s. That was great. But I didn't attend regularly. I just kind of like picked spots. Something intrigued me. But I lost interest. It was too cartoonish. It was for the kids. I'll tell you a funny story. A couple of years ago, a buddy of mine gives me some comps for Raw. And I'm like, I'm not doing anything tonight. It's free. What the hell? I go to Raw, and I'm sitting there. It's a sea of parents with kiddies, little kids.
Yep.
I'm not talking teenagers. And it's like Pavlov's dogs. The theme music would play. They would pop, okay? And there wasn't a single match that I thought was anything special whatsoever. And I literally picked myself up in the middle of the show, and I just went, this is where I saw Bruno and Piper and Superstar and Pedro. And, I go, it's just, I'm not enjoying it. And I walked out in the middle of the show.
Sure.
And some people would kill for those tickets.
Right.
And, it's not me being superior, like this is beneath me. It was just a different product.
Right.
Different product.
And someday those kids will rave about Roman or whomever they like.
I think Bret Hart was great. Shawn Michaels was great. You pick out select matches from those eras, and sure, there was some tremendous wrestling, but many times, even today, I'll watch a WWE pay-per-view or premium live event, as they like to call it, and I'm numb by the middle. I'm numb, but all of a sudden, Gunther will come out and save the show.
Right.
Or Cody will come out and save the show.
Right.
Or Reigns will have a good night and save the show.
Right.
Or Charlotte Flair is tremendous.
Charlotte's great.
They have some tremendous performers, but you can't tell me a Damian Priest, who every single match, 37 guys run out, and there's, outside interference, and, it's like, how do you take it seriously? It's a circus. And he's a quality wrestler, but it kills it for me.
I'll tell you what, the night Damian Priest wrestled Bad Bunny.
That was great.
Dude, the way he carried Bad Bunny in that match, Damian Priest was the best wrestler in the world on that night. There's no question. One of the single greatest performances, up there with Bam Bam Bigelow, maybe greater than Bigelow carrying Lawrence Taylor.
That's my point of contention. You have a great wrestler who's not presented in a way that really showcases him. Yeah. He comes out, I go, they're all going to run out at the end of the match. There's going to be some screw job finish. And that's exactly what happens. And it diminishes it for me.
Sure.
Just let the guy wrestle. Have a clean pin, whether he wins. Sometimes you win by losing. Have a great match. Let the guy pin you cleanly. And, you know, Ospreay's lost to a bunch of guys this year. And it elevates a Kyle Fletcher. It elevates some of these guys.
Right. Yeah, Kyle.
You're still a huge star.
Kyle needed to beat Will Ospreay. So, yeah.
That was great.
Yeah, that was great. You love Kyle Fletcher is rising to the occasion.
There's a bunch of guys in AEW who they have all the skills in the world, but they don't have the charisma.
Right.
Kyle Fletcher has the charisma and the skills.
Kyle has the
charisma. So does Swerve Strickland.
You know, in Japan, Gabe Kidd, that guy.
Great.
That guy's going to be a monster.
Yeah.
You know, that guy's going to make a lot of money. And I hope, you know, New Japan is, you know, at least paying him decent. I know that New Japan doesn't pay what it used to anymore, but that's just...
I'm jaded. If I watch a Gabe Kidd and I go, wow, you know, sometimes I'll sit on the couch and it's like you're hearing another person. I'll go, wow, wow. You know,
yeah.
A Gabe Kidd could make you go, wow, that guy's special.
Yeah. You know, it's
Takeshin is great too.
Oh my gosh,
the Japanese wrestler,
ridiculous how good that guy is.
Asuka is great, but sometimes she's also not presented, you know, ideally in WWE. She's great.
She's a wrestling genius. She has gotten over without having to need a promo, and that is very rare in WWE today.
But why eliminate heel managers? I grew up on Blassie, Grand Wizard and Albano. Why eliminate that? They would be perfect with some of the foreign wrestlers.
I don't know.
You know, the luchadors and the Japanese wrestlers that they bring in. It makes no sense to me. Or you're a billion-dollar corporation. Hire ESL teachers. I'm an ESL teacher.
Oh, there you go.
Nakamura against AJ Styles was one of the, at Wrestle Kingdom, was one of the greatest matches I've ever seen in 50 plus years of watching.
Yeah.
And what WWE did to that guy, you know, I don't care how many titles he's had. You know, even when he wrestled AJ Styles at WrestleMania, it was a shell of the Wrestle Kingdom match. It didn't touch it. And subsequently, you know, he's just another guy on a card, which is a shame. And let me just throw this in. Yes, I know he's making big money.
Right.
He's happy. But sometimes it's a shame when artists are not allowed to create the art that they're capable of. That's why I'm so happy Ospreay went to AEW, where he can do what he wants to do.
Exactly.
Nakamura is not doing what he's capable of doing. But you have all these guys who are tremendous, tremendous wrestlers. Finn Balor.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Nakamura.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't do what they're capable of doing under the WWE, you know, way of doing things.
Finn Balor is probably a bigger disappointment than Nakamura.
And when you go, when was the last great match somebody has had? You know, you could bring up names like Finn Balor. Yeah, again, he's making big money.
Right.
He's happy. That's wonderful. But, you know, he's an artist, and you're not getting that level of art.
A lot of it comes down to circumstance, who likes you, who you didn't accidentally upset, you know, or who your opponent didn't sandbag. There's a lot of different factors, and it's not just based purely on talent.
I've sat with legends and booked legends as an agent, and they've poured their hearts out to me. And yeah, I know the good, the bad, and the ugly of the wrestling business.
How do you sort of rectify some of the bad and the ugly in the wrestling business?
I think it's utterly disgraceful that a $1 billion corporation will go to a press scrum and boast about record-breaking gates after obscenely raising the ticket prices. And meanwhile, Superstar Billy Graham, Virgil, Butch Wacker, Butch. They all needed GoFundMes at the end. Take care of your pioneers. Take care of your legends. And there's a sea of corporate apologists that no matter what a Vince is, you know, accused of, you know, you still have to prove it in a court of law, but no matter what it's, no matter what has the accusation is, as horrifying as some of it is, oh, they all do it. No, they don't. No, they don't. There are honorable CEOs and corporate leaders and corporations. They don't all do it. And, you know, there's too much, you know, the corporate apologists, they bother me almost as much as the perpetrators, because maybe it's not okay to do some of the things that, you know, these corporations have been known to do or been accused of doing. And maybe you take care of these athletes who sacrifice their bodies for you, who sacrifice their marriages and their lives for you. Johnny Valiant, to the day he died, never knew why he was let go by WWE. Never knew. He never knew. It's just, he worked there for, he left a day job with pension and benefits. Vince asked him back. And next thing you know, he's let go with no reason whatsoever. And he was put in the Hall of Fame. But beyond that, they never booked him for anything. And he was always like, what did I do? What did I do wrong? You know, and Vince was his childhood friend. They were in military school together. I write a lot about Johnny in my book because I was his shoot manager. I booked him for his comedy appearances and such. And, you know, they do, they've done some ruthless things along the way. And during these mass layoffs, there have been married couples who have both been laid off, you know, during record-breaking profitable years.
Yeah.
There have been, you know, so many talented, talented people. And it can't just be about profit. I mean, I understand corporations and, you know, stockholders. I understand the game, but at the same time,
can you be Vince, just be slightly less filthy rich, just a little bit, you know?
If you took 0.5% of the billions of dollars and set up a fund for the legends and pioneers like the NFL has done, and they're not exactly benevolent. You have to, you know, kick and scream to get them to do anything, but they did it. WWE, you should never have a legend, a pioneer, a champion needing a GoFundMe to be buried for hospital expenses to save a home.
Right.
And no, they didn't all squander their money.
The book is Wrestling Rings, Blackboards, and Movie Sets. We'll wrap up with Evan Ginsberg. Coming up next, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. I don't know about you, but I've thoroughly enjoyed my conversation with author, agent, and associate movie producer, Evan Ginsberg. Longtime fan. Tremendous stories. Now, before we go, why don't you give us, like, a funny story from your book, Wrestling Rings, Blackboards, and Movie Sets, available now on Amazon.
I'll tell you a funny Greg Valentine story that's in the book. Greg's sleeping on my couch one night. We have him booked for autograph appearances or whatnot. We walk out of my building. It's an apartment building. All of a sudden, a car screeches on a dime, like, guy gets out of his car in the middle of traffic. Points at Greg and goes, "You're Greg Valentine." He's guy stops in the middle of traffic. So Valentine goes, "Yes, I am. Yes, I am." So in this book, it's called Wrestling Rings, Blackboards, and Movie Sets, because I basically juggled three careers, you know, in wrestling, as a teacher, as a filmmaker. I honor a lot of lost friends, Johnny Valiant, Nikolai, Lanny Poffo, Melissa Coates, Nicole Bass.
Evan Ginsberg, thank you so very much. I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation. I hope you did too. Check out his new book, Wrestling Rings, Blackboards, and Movie Sets. It's on Amazon right now. Plus, if you are a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com. Go to the podcast section, download this episode to hear the full conversation with Evan Ginsberg, nearly like 2 hours. So if you want more of this and loved it as much as I did, if you're a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, be sure to download and check out the whole thing. All right, I should be back next week live. Have a great week, and I will talk to you next Saturday. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer, live, back again, because of the fan.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk,
That's iHeartRadio.com/talk. A special news and update station you control. Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7.
Freaks of Speed and Motorheads, it's Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. Be sure to catch Crash Gladys, Statman, and yours truly every Sunday night, 7 to 9 Pacific, 10 to midnight Eastern. That's right, Speed Freaks on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.